Hi, beautiful family. It's another episode on the Graceful Talk podcast, and I'm glad to be here speaking to you again. Yes, it's indeed a privilege. How are you doing? How are you all doing? How did the month of February go for you? If you are new here, welcome, welcome. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much for being here. I love you all. Mwah, bisous. I am Betty Johnson, your host on this podcast. Thank you all for being on this journey with me. Thank you for being on the journey of gratitude. Yes, we're still talking about gratitude. And developing a consistent practice of expressing gratitude is a practical approach to maintaining faith. Yes, do you know that? It is a practical approach to maintaining faith and resilience in the face of challenges. It might seem hard to stay grateful in this time, but that exactly should be our response. Gratitude. Gratitude should be our response, regardless of what we are faced with. It is very easy to slip into ingratitude. Very, very easy. With so many things happening, with the pressure here and there, it's very easy to slip into ingratitude. So, incorporate gratitude into your daily living. That's the only way out of it. Daily staying grateful. Don't forget to stay grateful, especially in difficult times. Don't forget. Practicing gratitude each day can assist your journey to live in alignment with God's plan. It can also help you to actively pursue His guidance in your life. When I say be grateful, I don't mean following the world's way of gratitude. No. You ask, what do I mean by that? The world's prevalent perspective of gratitude is on self. Yes, emphasizing personal achievements and attributing success solely to individual efforts. That's what the world knows. This perspective tends to overlook that it is through the divine grace of God that one has the capacity to accomplish and possess what they do. I'm not saying your efforts don't count as well. No, that's not what I'm saying. It counts. But don't let it be the focus. Don't let it be about you. Don't let your gratitude be about self. Saying this, I urge you to consider carefully how you cultivate gratitude. Consider where your focus lies. To whom do you express gratitude? What aspects of your life are you thankful for? The way you approach gratitude matters significantly. When approached with the right mindset, gratitude can serve as a tool to direct your focus towards God, rather than towards your circumstances. It can guide you to recognize and actively seek God in every aspect of your life, enabling you to perceive His love for you and acknowledge His faithfulness. This can help your relationship with Abba. It can help you grow spiritually. Yes, it can enhance our spiritual growth. We've been on this gratitude journey for over how many weeks now? I say again, what are you grateful for? So, I will share a few things that I'm grateful for, as well as read out what people sent in that they are grateful for. Yeah? I'm grateful for access to good and impactful resources and people. I am indeed grateful for that. I am grateful for a functional mind. That my mind is functioning, that my mind is working well. I'm grateful for that. I am grateful to be in a blessed lineage. Yes. In a lineage of people that know what they are doing and where they are going. I'm grateful to be a part of that lineage. I am grateful for the ability to give thanks. You know, surrounded with different situations and circumstances, it's very easy, like I said earlier, for us to slip into ingratitude. But I'm grateful for the ability to give thanks regardless. I am grateful for access to God. Yes, I am. Knowing that I have someone guiding me, someone I can run to, especially in this time of so much pressure, left, right, and center. I mean, how will I survive without Abba's direction and help? I am grateful for access to him, to be able to communicate with him. I am grateful for that. I am grateful for the good as well as the not so pleasant experience that I have, for it has further made me a better person. I am grateful for the people God has placed to mention my name in places that matter. I am indeed grateful for these people that even when you're not there, an opportunity shows up, they call your name, they recommend you. Thank you. I am grateful for them. I am grateful for good water. Yes, so have you stayed in a place where there is no water, or there is, but the water is not good? That you have to buy water or going to another place to fetch water. I don't know if anyone can relate to this. If you have good water to use, you should be grateful. Water is life, practically, basically. You should be grateful for access to good water that you can use. I am grateful for my hope in God. I cannot deny that. I'm grateful for that. I am grateful for provision. Yes, people are hungry out there. Trust me, it's not even funny. People are hungry. I mean, the other day I went to get something for food. And while listing what I wanted to buy, the store owner was telling me about the new prices of things. And she mentioned noodles, she mentioned bread. And the surprising thing was about noodles. She said noodles is now 11,000 for a carton. That's the small size. Yes. And the first thing I said was, "Thank you, Jesus." This woman was confused. She was literally confused. She said, "Fine girl." Yes, that's what she calls me actually. She said, "Fine girl, you didn't hear what I said. That price is for small size though. It's not for the big size though. No be belle fullo." And I was like, "I know." But the thing is, honestly, I know. I know what she's talking about. And I understand. What she said hits me. But I wasn't going to allow it to weigh me down. Things are high in the markets. The price you buy something today is not the price you get it even the next minute. Let me not even say tomorrow. But I won't let it weigh me down. So what I did was, when I got home, I started listening to music. Yeah, I love to listen to music a lot. It helps me relax. It calms me down. And it inspires me, basically. So I started listening to music. And this song played, "We Have Hope," yes, by Maverick City, if I can remember, if I'm correct. And let me just take a few lyrics of the song. I mean, "We are pressed on every side, but we won't be shaken. Come what will, come what may, we are not forsaken. We have hope in Jesus, our present help and redeemer. As long as I am still breathing, there is hope in Jesus." Beautiful, right? So that song was playing, and it's not like I've not heard the song before or I've not listened to it countless times. I have. I've listened to it countless times. But that particular day, that was just the song I needed to hear. I mean, there is hope, and the God we serve has never failed, and he won't start now. Why should I then doubt that he got me? Yes, God got you. He got you. Yeah. He got you. God got you. Switch to gratitude. Don't complain. Complaining will only magnify the pressure. Rather, be thankful instead of complaining. Thankful that it is not worse. Let me just say this in person. Songs are confessions of their own self. Yes. So be careful the kind you listen to. Don't say I did not warn you. The song you listen to, they are confessions.
I am grateful for you, my listeners, my amazing listeners. I am grateful for you all.
Okay, let me quickly read out the things few of my friends are grateful for. Yes. So I have here, I am grateful for my mind, for it is the mind of Christ. That's what someone said. I am grateful for my mind, for it is the mind of Christ. That's deep. Indeed, we have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ is creative. And she's grateful for her mind. For her mind is the mind of Christ. So she thinks like Christ thinks. She's creative because Christ is creative. She's innovative because Christ is innovative. She has a strong mind because Christ's mind is strong. That's a deep thing to be grateful for. Another says, I am grateful for friends. I am grateful for strength. And I am grateful for man. I can totally understand this person. Grateful for man. She's grateful for man. You have a man in your life, a good man. You should be grateful for him. She's grateful for strength. By strength shall no man prevail. Whatever it is she does, she's not doing it by her own strength, but by the strength given to her by God. So indeed, she should be grateful. This person is also grateful for her friends. You have the privilege of having good friends around you. You should be grateful. Another says, I am grateful for today. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, be grateful for today. That's a thing to be grateful for. You say, I am grateful for the precious gifts of life. This person says, I am grateful for the lovely friends and family around me. These are wonderful things to be grateful for. Another person says, I am grateful for life. I'm grateful for my business, my family, my academics, and my health. Wow. Are you a business owner? You should be grateful for your business. Not even with so many businesses closing down or facing hard times. Even if you're having challenges right now, still be grateful for your business. I mean, it's still surviving and it can get better. Be grateful for your family as well. God put us in family for a reason. Be grateful for them. This person also says, God has been good. He guided me to the tutorial center for my IELTS. I'm grateful for wisdom and understanding. I'm grateful for good success. Wow, I rejoice with you. I'm grateful on your behalf as well for good success. Another says, I'm grateful for growth. I'm grateful for my mental health. Yes, so your mental health is important. And if you have a strong one, a good one, you should be grateful for that. Be grateful for growth. Another says, I'm grateful for lessons I have learned in every phase of my life. Yes, lessons learned are there for our growth. Experiences, good or bad, are there for our growth. I have here, I am grateful for my friends, Bethy and Peculiar. They are much more than I prayed for. Oh, thank you. I'm grateful for you as well. If you have good friends, please appreciate them. Be grateful for them. Thank God for planting them in your life. I have here, I'm grateful for people who love me genuinely. Yes, it is not easy, but when you have people that love you genuinely, you should cherish and appreciate them. Be grateful for them.
Someone says, I am grateful that you created this podcast. I've learned new things from it. Wow. Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I am grateful that you listen to the podcast as well. This person also says, I am grateful for soundness of mind and the love of God. Wow. Indeed, we should be grateful for God's love. I mean, He loves us endlessly. He loves us unconditionally. His love for us is matchless. So yes, I'm grateful that you are grateful for the love of God.
Wow. So many things to be grateful for, as we can see. Do not focus your attention on the challenges. Rather, focus on God. And He will help you see the beautiful things around you, even in the midst of the challenges. Wow. Today, I just want to be grateful. I just want to be grateful for so many things, both big, little, small, large. I just want to be grateful. Yes. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with a simple challenge. Very simple. Take a moment each day to express gratitude, whether through a journal, a heartfelt message to someone, or a silent moment of reflection. Acknowledge the positive aspects of your life. Yes. Be grateful for the beautiful things God is doing in you, for you, and with you. Be grateful for them. Hold up. This just actually came. Are you up for a challenge? How about we have a gratitude challenge? I mean, let's have one. Yeah? Encourage yourself and others to express gratitude daily for a period of time. Share your experiences with friends on social media. I mean, it's a fantastic way to create positivity and uplift those around you. I want you to take a moment each day to express gratitude. Don't worry, details on how this will run will be shared. Yes, so please be on the lookout, okay? And that brings us to the end of the gratitude series. Wow! It's been a wonderful time, yes? But you know, it's not the end for being grateful, right? As being grateful is a lifestyle, and we have our gratitude challenge starting almost immediately. When we started with this topic, I didn't think it would be a series. Not at all. But here we are. I hope you've been inspired to embrace this transformative mindset of staying grateful. Let me say this. Gratitude is a gift that keeps on giving to yourself and to the world around you. And embracing a grateful heart is an ongoing journey. Living a graceful life is a journey. Gratitude is part of it. Thank you for staying and following this series. For more information on the gratitude challenge, let's just call it that for now. Follow me on Instagram at Betty Johnson Oyebode and Graceful Talk Podcast on at Graceful31. You will get more information about the gratitude challenge. Until next time, embrace gratitude and live graceful, fam. I love you so much. Bye-bye.